Good morning and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features poetry and prose by talented local writers read in their own voices. Today, Deborah Quarles brings us her remembrance of a class project gone wrong back in her high school years.
It was 1968, and I was in my 10th grade home economics class. It was the day our teacher had selected for the class to prepare a special pretend luncheon as a learning experience. She divided the class into 7 groups, assigning each group to prepare either the entree, potato, green vegetable, salad, bread, dessert, and beverage. My group was given the dessert for the meal. There were 4 of us, and we wanted to really shine in this undertaking. After looking through the cookbooks, we decided on a cinnamon cocoa coffee cake. The recipe instructed us to heat 1 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of cocoa powder, and 1 cup of coffee in a saucepan. For the life of us, we couldn't see how those ingredients would melt together, but we proceeded to do our best to try. We heated these 3 and added the milk, flour, eggs, vanilla, and cinnamon. Everything was then mixed together thoroughly and poured into the greased pan to bake in the oven for 30 minutes. We, geniuses that we thought we were, became puzzled about the strong smell of coffee coming from the oven. It sure didn't have the aroma of a nicely baking cake, soon to be enjoyed. The teacher came into our area and asked what in the world had happened to the cake. She looked at the recipe and told us the problem. Even though the recipe only said 1 cup of coffee, we didn't realize it was referring to 1 cup of liquid coffee. The cake was laced with coffee grounds that overpowered everything in the recipe. The 4 of us started laughing so hard we were crying. But not the teacher. She was boiling mad at all the ingredients that were wasted and still no dessert for the meal. We couldn't stop laughing at our misinterpretation of the recipe. She told us to immediately quiet down or she would have us leave the class. We managed to sober up fast. As I remember, the other 6 groups came through with flying colors on their assignments, and the meal was delicious. But had no dessert. 53 years later, at our 50th class reunion, this teacher was there. When I went up to greet her, I said, "Do you remember?" And she immediately said, "About the terrible coffee cake."
Deborah Quarles has been the health columnist for the Elk Valley Times in Fayetteville, her hometown, since 1990. She's also spread the gospel of health through her job as a registered dietitian. You can hear Deborah's story again, along with all the past stories and poems of Sundial writers, by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. And we'll be back next Monday morning at 9 with a brand new edition of the Sundial Writer's Corner here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.